Want to thank God for the privilege to be here this morning. It's always a great privilege and honor to be in His presence this morning. And want to ascribe all the glory and the praise. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and ask your neighbor, say, are you grateful? How many grateful people are here this morning? I'm going to continue what we started in the first service. Amen. Amen. In the first service, I spoke on the subject of investing in your spiritual growth. We're going to be continuing with that. That's what we're going to be speaking out. I'll pick it up also on Tuesday. Let's open our Bibles to our foundation scripture, which is Colossians 2. Glory be to God. Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7. Are you there? God's word says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in what? In Him. Rooted and built up in Him, that is in Christ, and stabilized in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with what? I thought we are much more than that. I said, as you have been taught, abounding therein with what? In the first service, I laid the foundation on this very important subject matter. We invest in many things. We invest in our professional lives. We invest in our careers. We invest in our business. We invest in relationships. But one very important area of your life that you need to pay attention to, that you need to make quality investment and tangible investment this year, is your spiritual growth. When we say spiritual growth, what do we mean? We are talking about growing up spiritually. Just like you grow naturally, you are supposed to grow spiritually. Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 11, when I was a child, that means there was a time he was a child. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I talked like a child, I behaved like a child, but he said, when I became a man. So there comes a time when you're supposed to grow up. We are supposed to mature unto sonship. Ephesians 4 verse 15 says that we may grow up unto Him in all things, which is Christ, who is the head. So it's important for us to know that our spiritual growth is important. That is growing up spiritually in Christ, becoming more like Him in our character, in our behavior, in our demeanor, in our ways of life. What does it mean again when we say spiritual growth? Spiritual growth has to do with the advancement, the progress, and the development of your spiritual life. If you are a child of God, you have a spiritual life. What is your spiritual life? Your spiritual life is the life that you have with God because you are alive to Him. Ephesians 2 verse 1 says, and you are the quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. It's important for us to know that this is an important area of our lives that we need to take very seriously. People spend a lot of time, people spend a lot of money, people spend a lot of resources on looking good, and there's nothing bad with looking good. But I always tell people, spend the same amount of time, energy on looking good spiritually. Don't just spend all your time and energy on looking good physically without looking good on the inside. Ask your neighbor, how good looking are you on the inside? You know, that is a very powerful question to ask, because I don't know whether you are really looking good on the inside. People look good on the outside, but you look good on the inside. What's the picture? What's the picture of your spirit? You know, your spirit may be putting on what I call an emaciated kind of look. Or is your spirit robust, refreshed, revigorated, fully revived and revitalized? So we need to pay attention. Amen, somebody. And the word investing, the word investing is from the word invest. It's a financial, it's a business terminology. Investing. The word invest means to put money, effort, time, and so on and so forth into something to make a profit or to have an advantage. So the big question is this: what time, what effort, what energy am I putting into my spiritual growth? That's what this message is all about. It is to help us to look at the right kind of investments you need to make. Do you know that there are right kind of investments and there are what? Wrong kinds of investments. It's not every investment that is good. Amen, somebody? Amen. I know people who are invested wrongly and they've lost their fortunes. Amen? Amen? So we are talking about making the right kind of investment. There's upward investment and there's downward investment. The kind of investment we are talking about is the kind of investment that will take you up and not down in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you look at Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7, you see that the next thing that should preoccupy your mind after you receive Christ Jesus is your spiritual growth. It says, after you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, what's the next thing? Walk ye in him. That word walk means to be alive, to live in him. It's important for you to know that at times people have a relationship with God, but that relationship may not be active and alive. The process of walking with God is what brings spiritual growth. Look at verse 7. Rooted. Someone say rooted. That is what? Downward growth. And it says built up. That is what? Upward growth in him. Are you taking root in him? Amen, somebody? Are you being built up in him? You see, when you take root in him and you are built up in it, it will give you stability. Amen, somebody? Stability in the faith. Your foot will not be taken in the name of Jesus. I said your foot will not be taken in the name of Jesus. There's a saying we used to say, it's one leg in and one leg outside. That will not be your testimony this year. Some people do not say better, amen. Listen, your leg must be fully in the faith. When I say one leg in, that means one leg in the world, one leg in Christ. No, God does not want that. You can't have stability living like that. Ask your neighbor, on whose side are you? Exodus 32, verse 26. Moses asked those people, who is on the lost side? I'm the one on the lost side. If you're on the lost side, can I have an amen in the house? Amen. So we are laying a foundation. We are laying a foundation on this very important message. In my estimation, perhaps this is one of the most important messages you ever hear this year. If you get your spiritual equilibrium correct, if you succeed in your spiritual walk with God, I can guarantee you, you will succeed in other areas of your life. So we're looking at, I said in the first service, we're going to talk about 12 truths, 12 fundamental truths that you need to know about investing. Before anybody will be a successful investor, there are certain knowledge you must have. I was making mention in the first service of a man known as Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is one of the wealthiest people in the world. He's going to be 90 years old this year. Amen, somebody? He started investing in stocks as far back as when he was 11 years old. Amen, somebody? Is about 90 now. Amen, somebody. So he didn't start investing yesterday. Amen, somebody. Are you in the house tonight? We need to understand that he learned certain lessons. That's why he's a successful investor. In fact, they refer to him as one of the most successful investors of all times. And I want you to know that if we are fully aware, if you know the truths that I'm talking about this morning, you will grow and blossom spiritually this year in the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, you have to get things right spiritually. Elbow your neighbor, say, things must be right with you this year spiritually. And in the first service, I gave you four. I'm going to pick it up. We're going to continue. We're going to go at number five now. The fifth thing that you must understand about investing in your spiritual growth is that investing in your spiritual growth starts now. When does it start? I can't hear you. When does it start? Now. Listen, today is the best day of your life. If you postpone the development, the advancement of your spiritual life, you will never make spiritual progress. Look at it and say, today is your day. Tell someone, say, this is your year. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 verse 1, now faith is, not tomorrow. Amen, somebody. Psalm 118 verse 24 says, this is the day, not tomorrow. Tap him and say, today is your day. Tell him, say, seize the moment. You know, just like somebody who is trying to save. People ask this question, how much money should I save? Well, in case you want to know, there's a principle that people have used. If whatever your age is, just minus 20 from it. Amen, somebody. Whatever you have left, that's how much you must start in, you know, start saving before you retire. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. So if you are 50 now, if you subtract 20, how much will you be saving? If you are 60, how much will you be saving? So when it's just like saving. Amen, somebody. If you don't start saving today, you will never have enough. Hello? So tap your neighbor. Say your spiritual growth. Say investing in your spiritual growth starts today. So look at it. Say start. Procrastination is one of the greatest thief of the blessings of God. Procrastination. I will do it. Listen, do you know that? Glory be to God. Tomorrow is the only day that appeals to a lazy man. Tomorrow, say tomorrow. Tap them and say, I'm seizing the moment now. Listen to this. They say the step, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with what? A step. But I always tell people, it's not just a step, but a step we are in the right direction. So tap them and say, start investing in your spiritual growth from today. If you understood, I hear, sir. Very important. Number six. The sixth truth that you must understand about investing in your spiritual growth is that it will cost you something. Nothing goes for nothing. If you are going to grow spiritually, you must be ready to pay the price. Like somebody said, it's either you pray the price or you pay the price. Whichever way, you still have to pay. There's a price you pay for spiritual power. There's a price you pay for spiritual authority. There's a price you pay for spiritual growth. Ask your neighbor, are you ready to pay the price? In fact, let me say it this way. The higher you want to go in life, the higher the price you have to pay. So I want to ask you a question this morning. What kind of price are you willing to pay this year to grow spiritually? Spiritual growth is going to cost you something. You know, people don't want to go through anything, yet they want to become something. Look at them and say, life does not operate like that. There's a book I read some years ago written by Robert Sliadin. I'm trying to remember the title. It was talking about how God started his journey, his spiritual growth. He used to live with his grandma. His grandma was a prayer warrior. He says, grandma, we gather them around her when she's praying. She was trying to instill the discipline of prayer. He said, at the time, grandma will be there praying for 2 hours, 3 hours. They will be around her. Even somebody? She's trying to baptize them into the spirit of prayer. And he was talking about his experience. He started praying 30 minutes, started praying 1 hour. He said, there was a time he had to be praying 6 hours in the spirit every day. Even somebody? Listen. You may not have that kind of time, but what I'm saying is that start from somewhere. Start from somewhere. Luke chapter 1 verse 80. talking about John the Baptist. The child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness. Say wilderness. The wilderness is a dry place. He was in the wilderness until the day of what? He's showing. I mean, the wilderness is not a palatable place. It's a dry place. It's not a cozy place. Hello, somebody in the house. So if you are going to make progress spiritually, you must be ready to pay the price. It will cost you time. It will cost you money. If you're not ready to invest your money in your spiritual growth, you won't grow. Amen, somebody. Many of us are very aware. We know the headlines. Amen, somebody. But ask your neighbor, do you know the headlines? Spiritually speaking. Many people, have you not heard? This is what is happening. This is what is trending. Amen, somebody. This is what is trending on social media. Amen, somebody. Ask your neighbor, say, do you know what is trending spiritually? Tap your neighbor, say, it's time to come up. Elbow your neighbor, say, come up. You need to know what God is saying about you. You need to know where God is taking you to. Your spiritual signals will not fail this year. You didn't hear what I said. Your spiritual signals will not fail this year. Your frequency will be at the frequency of Jehovah. What God is saying, what God wants to get across to you, will not elude you in the name of Jesus. I was talking about a young man, Joshua. The Bible was speaking in Exodus 33 verse 11 that God spoke to Moses face to face like a man spoke to his friend. You know, when Joshua saw that, he said, I want this kind of work. When Moses was done with communing with God, Joshua stayed there. Look at it. He didn't depart. He said, no, if God can do this with my master, I want something like this. That is what hunger and desire. So look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor. Say, this year, pay the price. Let me move on because of time. Number what now? 7. Truths that you must understand if you're going to successfully invest in your spiritual growth. Number 7. Can I have an amen in the house? Investing in your spiritual growth is a culture and habit that you need to cultivate. I call it what? A culture and habit. Say culture and habit. Listen to me and listen good. It is not an ability. It's a culture and an habit. An habit is like it's almost like learning a skill. Experts say to us that it takes about 21 days to cultivate an habit. How can you master a skill? Practice. I say practice. Can you say practice? Practice makes what? You become like you practice. Listen to this. When you see somebody today operating at a particular level, spiritually speaking, they were not born like that. Amen? Years ago, I was at an all-night prayer meeting, and somebody was almost bemused and bewildered and taken aback when they saw the way somebody was praying. Amen, somebody? He said, I saw the way you were praying, and I was looking at you. You became like a statue. Amen, somebody. The person was totally distracted. Instead of focus, he said, look at the way the man is praying. Amen, somebody. He said he was watching whether the person was going to run out of steam. But he said, the guy, he kept going. He said, somebody. It's almost become like Agbayanu. Amen, somebody. Wondering what is happening. He said, he had to come. Please excuse me. How did he get this kind of thing? Because he thought that it was a gift. Tabri says it's not a gift. So you too can cultivate spiritual habits. Can cultivate spiritual habits. We need to cultivate spiritual habits this year. Repetition is the mother of all skills. You can master any skill. Amen, somebody? If you keep showing up, if you keep practicing every day. Hello, somebody? I know somebody was telling me of his experience the first time he had to pray. He was embarrassed. He was shy. Amen, somebody? Because that was his first time. But you know that when he kept walking, on his spiritual habits. It got better. And I'm saying that in this house, spiritual giants are rising this year. I see you emerging as a spiritual force to be reckoned with in the name of Jesus. Point to your neighbor, say, this year, your spiritual life will blow some. Say, you will master the acts of waiting on God. You will master the act of praying. You will master the act of having a true devotion with Jehovah. If you believe that, say better, amen. Amen. Tap your neighbor, say, I see you getting there. But look at it, say, practice, practice, practice. You see, that's why, you know, when we're looking at the LA church, the Bible says, Acts chapter 2, verse 42, the Bible says they continued, how? Steadfastly. That's the key word, steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and what? Fellowship and in breaking of bread and what? Tap it up and say, continue, continue, continue. There's something about consistency. If you want to realize the full benefit of something, you must do it every now and then. Prayer is not something you do when you are in a fix. Amen? For instance, we're waiting on God for the next 21 days. Amen, somebody. It is part of the spiritual habits. Say habits. Look at your neighbor and say, are you waiting? Look at him and say, are you waiting? Wave your spirit over that person. Wave your spirit. Say, let me wave my spiritual antenna. Amen, somebody. Say, vroom. Somebody says, vroom. We are trying to find out. Amen, somebody. What are you feeling about your neighbor? What are you feeling? Is he in the spirit? Is he in the spirit? Tell your neighbor, say, you can do it. I was telling somebody, was it the week we started the fast to encourage the person? The person said, I said, if you want to drink water, you can drink water. To help us. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, start from somewhere. Look at him and say, I see you getting there. Look at him and say, you will get there. We must cultivate spiritual habits. Otherwise, our spiritual growth will be hampered. This year, you are going higher in Jesus' name. The devil will not be able to decode or discern you this year. Because you'll be far, far, far away. Lifted above all the tantrums. Lifted above all the strategies of the enemy. Jehovah will set you on high in the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor and just start practicing. Another major truth you must understand about investing in your spiritual growth, number 9, is that investing... Okay, I want to be sure you're following me. Amen, somebody. Number 8 is... investing in your spiritual growth is an ongoing process. Say, ongoing process. What does that mean? It's something you have to do every day. It's something you have to do regularly. It's something you have to do consistently. Let me say this to you. This may come like a surprise to you, but it's the truth. Do you know that there will never be a day that you and I will not have to invest in our spiritual growth? It doesn't matter how long you have been in the Lord. Amen, somebody? Somebody has been born again since 30 years. Listen, listen, listen. If care is not taken, you may lose your spiritual position. I've seen people lose their spiritual positioning or position or ranking. Because they became complacent. Hello, somebody? They became used to God. Hello? Don't be familiar with, don't get too familiar with God. By the way, you don't know God like you ought to know him yet. How do people know that? You don't know God there like you ought to know him. Doesn't matter how long. I always tell people, when I see people, especially ministers of the gospel, fellow ministers, when we share experience. I always tell people that one of the greatest dangers you have as a minister of the gospel is because you have been doing something for a while, you can get used to it. And it will lose its relevance once you get used to it, and God might have left you without you knowing. God departed from Samson and Samson never knew. Look at your neighbor and say, may God not leave you. Say, God, may God never leave you rather. That's even better. It's important for you to know that investing your spiritual, as I am now, I'm still investing in my spiritual growth. I have to. Amen, somebody. Because that's the only way you can keep growing. That's the only way you can be fresh. Say fresh. A man known as Ray Kroc. Ray Kroc was the man who took over. He bought the franchise of McDonald's. McDonald's was founded by two brothers. And I think in the early 70s, I can't remember, Ray Kroc bought the franchise from the brothers and took McDonald's to another level. Amen, somebody? Became a national or an institution, a force to reckon with in the food line of business. This man said, as long as you are green, you are growing. He said, as soon as you are ripe, you start to rot. And that's true. As long as what? You are what? You are growing. That's the evidence that you're growing. But the moment you think you are ripe, you start to rot. And let me also add this. The day you stop growing, that's the day you start dying. You may not die immediately. Amen, somebody? But the process has started. That's why I know people used to say, seeking God's presence, panting after his presence used to be a desire, but now you are so familiar with God. I pray for you this morning that your hunger, your appetite, your zeal is returning back to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. The danger of, if we stop growing, we'll soon become stale and dry. That's why you must keep investing. Tap your neighbor and say, keep investing. Somebody came sometime to see me in the house, and one way or the other, the person has to stay in my study, and the person now saw some books. He said, can you lend me these books? And now, so I decided to lend him the book, and I told him, I said, you know something? You must also feel an undertaking that you must return the book. You know, because if you have lots of books, there's a way you don't know when something is, it's gone. So he had to sign on 30. I took so book and did this and signed. I kept it so that as a reminder, I won't forget. And the person was trying to, to psych me or whatever. He said, you have plenty of books. I said, I don't have plenty of books yet. Because I said, I know some people, the book that they have, a whole house cannot contain it. Amen, somebody. Amen. I say, amen, somebody. Amen. That's the investment. Amen, somebody. You know where you are spending money on. That's where your investment is going. Amen, somebody. So ask your neighbor, say, where are you spending money? Say, where? Someone say, Baba, I want Aso Asiko. Amen, somebody. Hello, somebody in the house. So that's your investment. Clothes. Amen, somebody. Jewelries. Amen, somebody. Hello, somebody. Wigs. Hello. Ask somebody, say, where are your investments? Where you're spending money, that's where your investment are. Amen, somebody. How can a believer go through a year, you didn't buy at least 6 books to improve your spiritual walk with God? Look at your neighbor and ask, say, how many books did you buy last year to improve yourself spiritually? Tell your neighbor, tell him. I'm not going to ask you to lift up your hand, tell him. Some people have nothing to say. Tell your neighbor, say, repent. Some people are not seeing it. Tell him, say, repent. Some of us have, syndicated serial, is it movies or what? That's not the word. That's the name. Series, that's the name. I know series, but there's another thing. soap operas. To lamb, from Mexican, over this South African. Zitelimundo or whatever. When somebody was telling me about, so I said, this is not a new thing. I remember years ago when I was in Abuja pastoral church, there was one that was very popular from Mexico, Maria de Los Angeles, something like that. Dos. Is it Los Angeles? Amen. I know people who will run somewhere to go and watch it when the pepper strikes. Look at your neighbor and say, what kind of investments are you making to your spiritual life? Amen. Some people are looking away from, say, Pastor, amen. But the truth has to be said. Where are you investing? Whatever you are spending money on, that's where your investment is going. Look at it and say, this year. At least this year. Say 6 books at least. Read it for your spiritual book. Read. Don't fulfill that prophecy that says that if you want to hide anything from a black man, put inside a book. I mean, I see it as a slight on the black race. Yeah. Disrespect, really, because black people will not read. But that's not true, too. There's a lot of black people who read, too. Hello, somebody? Look at your neighbor and say, invest in your spiritual life. It doesn't matter what. See, you have to do it every day. I still have to invest. Someone saw me. I was listening to messages. He said, you're still listening to messages? I said, listen, do you know that one of the most difficult, if you are constantly speaking, you must be constantly hearing from God. Otherwise, you'll be dry. You'll be dry. I know people are dried up. Fatigue spiritually. Spiritual fatigue are certain. Because you go there, you minister, you go there, you minister, you go there, you minister. Do you know the way you are ministering, you must also replenish. Otherwise, you will use up everything you have. Look at your neighbor and say, this year you will not be dry spiritually. Tell your neighbor, say, this year you will not be dry spiritually. So make sure that the process of investment is what? Say ongoing, somebody. Number 9 thing you must understand, truth about investing in your spiritual growth, is that it's not going to come easy. Listen to me, God's people, investing in your spiritual growth will not come easy. Satan will fight you. Your emotions may fight you. Your flesh will fight you. The circumstance of life will fight you. But you need to what? You need to hold them. You must be ready to fight your emotions, your feelings. Amen, somebody? Amen. Anything that is trying to get into your way of your spiritual growth, you must fight it. Listen, investing in your spiritual growth does not come easy. That's what the Bible says in Jude 1 verse 3. Earnestly contend. Earnestly what? Contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. There's a fight. You know there's a fight over your life. Do you know there's a warfare over your soul? You need to fight. Stop saying you need to fight. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 13. Apostle Paul says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. He says, quit you like men and be strong. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6 verse 10. It says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I want to encourage you this morning, be ready to fight. Because the devil knows the implication of a well-rounded spiritual life. He knows that a flourishing, a blossoming spiritual life is a major threat to him. And this year you'll be a major threat to Satan. I say you'll be a major threat to Satan. I remember the story of a young man who got born again, from a Muslim background. The next moment, they just chased him out of the house. They said, you have to choose between, between this faith and that faith. He said, I'm going to choose Jesus. Amen, somebody. I said, amen, somebody. Listen, it came with a price. Say a price, somebody. I can't hear. Say a price, somebody. That's a price to pray. That's a price to pay. That's a price to pay. It's going to cost you so many things. I once had a friend who went to Lagos to go and stay with his uncle for holidays, but he had to terminate the holiday quick. I mean abruptly. You know why? Because where he went to, his uncle, well, had a wife, then was 5 children. Amen, somebody. One room, self-contained. Amen, somebody. He came. He became what? Number what now? Do the equation. That's like, is it 8? Yes, about 8. So he said early in the morning when he would want to go and pray, let me say, let me quickly go to the kitchen and maybe spend some time. Let me just do some. They will come. You know, people in Lagos wake up very early. The wife will come. Oh, sorry, you start moving things. So, they're disturbing me. So let me run into the room to go and do some. People are changing. I'm sorry, I'm not being new. And after a while, I said, okay, this is what I will go. I will go into the convenience. And it's such a house that, you know, when people are using the toilet or using the restroom, in the morning is very busy. You know what I'm talking about? Very busy. No kind of place. Because the traffic is high. Amen, somebody. So I said, even when he goes there to go and steal some time, say, okay, let me quickly do some. After that, I said, bro, what are you doing there? Do you want to deliver? He said, no, I'm not delivering. So he had to run back. Amen, somebody. Because the spiritual atmosphere was not conducive. Look at the neighbor and tap it. Neighbor say, fight. Can I say fight? But ready to fight everything that is trying to extinguish your spiritual life out. You must fight it. Amen, somebody. Because listen, Satan knows the implication of a well-grounded spiritual life. He knows it. That's why he's gonna. You see, has it ever crossed your mind? People have thing. I mean, time for other things, but they don't have time for the things that matters. Hello, somebody. Okay. Let's say you have been dozing. Say dozing, somebody. Dozing, and they say, they said you have been dozing. Say dozing since afternoon. All of a sudden, the match is about to start. And they just tap you. Say, Jesus, it's February. You see, it's like you got resurrected back. You have your mojo back. Amen, somebody. And all of a sudden, your eyes is what? You know what I'm talking about. Amen, somebody. And this is you. You were struggling with sleep before. Amen, somebody. All of your sudden, all your antennas are fully. Look at the neighbor and tap the neighbor and say, it's not ordinary. It's not ordinary. You must be ready to fight. Tap the neighbor, are you ready to fight? I love football. Amen, somebody. But you know, there was a time I had to put some limits. Amen, somebody. Or needs to. Amen, somebody. By the grace of God, I've got to the stage right now. Whether I watch a match or not, it doesn't have any effect on me. Some people, they've not passed that stage. Amen, somebody. You have to watch the match. Amen, somebody. At all costs, even if it's at the expense of your spiritual growth. Amen, somebody. Are you the house? You are very quiet now. Amen, somebody. Some of us, we won't fight with our spouse. Amen, somebody. Over a football match. Because, you left your home, went to view center. Amen, somebody. And you're always going, you are disobeying me, Hello? We're very quiet now. People say, Pastor. Look at your neighbor and say, is that not truth? Amen, somebody. Look at them and say, this year, come up spiritually. Gone are the days whereby, you know, one used to have a lot of faith or confidence, and you'd be saying you're watching Nigeria match. Amen, somebody. I don't waste my time anymore. Amen, somebody. Because of those things, I give you unnecessary. You know what I'm talking about. So it's better just avoid it. I used to be a fan of wrestling before too. Amen, somebody. But those things, they don't have any grip anymore. Amen, somebody. If you ask me that, I can tell you all the names. Amen, somebody. WWF. I mean, SmackDown, Raw. I mean, there was a time I was flipping through the channel and I saw. I said they have advanced wrestling now. They have taken it to another level. Amen, somebody. And some of you will stay up 3 a.m., 2 a.m., DSTV, you are watching it. Tell me, very missy, much. Hey, some people just say, Pastor, look at them and say, this year, invest in your spiritual growth. You know, some of the things you are trying to kill yourself over, I mean, they won't give you a dime. In fact, they do. They don't. Nobody even knows that you are doing all your what you are doing. Nobody knows. I once read about a man in his anger. You know, he had forgotten. Amen, somebody. He had an argument with his wife. The next thing, just put you out from the window. Amen. Overboard because of match. Amen, somebody. The people who are playing the match, they are not going to be aware that you pushed somebody. Look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor and say, it won't come easy. But pay the price. Number 10. Is that not so?
Yes,
truth that you must understand about investing in your spiritual growth is that it requires, that is your spiritual growth, investing in it requires a strategy or strategies and a plan. Proverbs 15 verse 22 says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Proverbs 20 verse 18 says, every counsel is established by purpose. How many counsel? I mean, every purpose rather is what? I can't hear it. Every purpose is established by what? What is every purpose? That means there's no purpose, there's no plan that can succeed without what? And with good advice, make what? Listen, there's no war that is successfully prosecuted and executed without a strategy. Years ago, I was reading an article on Operation Desert Storm. By the way, for those of us who may be wondering what is Operation Desert Storm, that's the code name that America gave for the invasion, the war over Iraq, when Iraq decided to invade Kuwait some years ago. Amen, somebody. Amen. Say Operation Desert Storm. Was talking about the strategies that they had. One, two, if this one failed. You see, you don't go to warfare without a strategy. If you are going, don't forget what I said. I said the enemy is going to fight you. Your flesh is going to fight you concerning your spiritual growth. You must have a strategy. What's your strategy for spiritual growth this year? What plans have you put in place? Listen, for John the Baptist, Luke 1 verse 80, he went into the wilderness, the desert. What's your strategy? For Jesus, he had a culture. Very early in the morning, Mark 1:35, he will go to a quiet place and spend time with God. This same Jesus, Luke chapter 4, verse 16, he had an habit. He will go into the synagogue. The Bible says, as his custom was, he was familiar with the word of God. Ask your neighbor, say, what is your strategy? Or where are your strategies? You cannot grow spiritually without a strategy. Let's put strategies in place this year. Tell people this. How many books do you want to read this year? Amen, somebody. What is the quality of time you want to spend with God this year? Amen, somebody. Hello, somebody. You must have a strategy. If there are no strategies, you cannot accomplish your goals. Oh, I want to grow spiritually. But what are the strategies you have put in place? I want to read my Bible this year from cover to cover. How? Say how, somebody.
How?
Let's have a strategy. Let's have a plan. Amen, somebody. Amen. You will not grow spiritually if you don't have strategies in place to back up your goal for spiritual growth. There must be a strategy. I remember years ago when I was almost done from university. and we're going to be waiting for like 6 months plus for, you know, NYC. I just felt that I needed to use these 6-8 months very profitably, spiritually wise. So I just felt I needed to spend time with God. I want to be able to understand what's God's plan. What's God really saying? If I finish serving, what does God want me to do with my life? I need to know what he wants me to do so that I'll be clear. Of course, I had an inkling. I had an idea about full time, but I needed to clarify many things. So I dedicated Thursday every week. I told my siblings and I told my mom. I said, if anybody comes to tell me, check me in the morning, I'm not available. Amen, somebody. I told some of my friends, they thought I was kidding. Amen, somebody. I said, if you come, I won't attend to you. And some of them came, maybe somebody. And after they waited 1 or 2 hours, of course, they have to vote with their legs. Amen, somebody. Look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor. Say, you need a strategy. I can tell you that using those time to wait before youth service really, really helped me. I was able to get into God's mind and purpose as per what God wanted to do with my life. Amen, somebody. So look at your neighbor and ask, say, what are your strategies this year? You must have a strategy. Without any strategy, you can't achieve spiritual growth. Then number 11, investing in your spiritual growth is something that you can't do in isolation. Let me say this to you. You cannot achieve spiritual growth all by yourself. You need the input of others. You need the contribution of all. You cannot grow in isolation. Look at Samuel. God used Eli to what? To develop Samuel. It's a picture. I don't have the time, but can read the following scriptures. 1 Samuel 2 verse 11, verse 18, verse 21, verse 26. 1 Samuel 3 verse 1, 1 Samuel 3 verse 19. Between 1 Samuel 2. Verse 11, verse 18, verse 21, verse 26, and 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1, you will see that Samuel was called the child. Say the child, somebody. Can I say the child, somebody? By the time you get to 1 Samuel 3, verse 19, Samuel was called Samuel, no longer a child. That's to tell you that he had grown. And you will see this phrase, he ministered to God before Eli. Amen, somebody? Eli was the one guiding him, showing him. Listen to this. There's no self-made man. There's no self-made woman. People use that phrase a lot, but that's not true. Listen to this. Everybody's greatness is as a result of the contributions of other people. There's no how you can be where you are today without the input of others. Because you started as a baby, amen, somebody, that did not know your left from right. So people have to carry you. People have to do all manner of things for you before you could fight for yourself. It's the same thing spiritually. There are people who carried us on their shoulders spiritually. And you need to be grateful for teachers and mentors. I'm grateful for my spiritual heritage. I'm grateful that God put me among people who knew better than I did. I'm grateful that God shaped and molded my spiritual life because of the good influences. Say good influences. That I had around me. I was introduced to the word of faith by a friend who gave me a book written by Kenneth Hagin of blessed memory. I mean, that was my introduction to the word of faith movement. I mean, from that, it went to other dimensions. Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Oral Roberts. I mean, I could not have known those people. I'm grateful for my spiritual heritage prayer-wise. Somebody gave me a book years ago called The Power of Prayer, He and Bones. That man was a man of prayer. That man wrote a lot of classic books on prayer. Listen, that was one of the books I was reading. I was feeling the power of God as I was reading that book. Listen, if somebody did not introduce someone to that or encourage someone, there's no how I will be where I am today. Amen, somebody. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tap, say, you can't grow all alone. You need people's contribution. You need people's contribution. You see, that's why, listen, there's a, let me clarify this. The church is not man's idea. The church is what? God's idea. There will never be a time that the local church will not be relevant. There will never be a time that the local church will never be relevant in the scheme of things. Listen to me and listen good. God is the one who set up the church. And when I say the church, you can look at it from local church like this, located in the locality, or global wise, the body of Christ. The truth of the matter is that God designed the local church as a place of discipleship, a place of maturity, maturing people. Listen, there's no how you and I could have existed and developed without the contribution and the help of the church. I know the church is not perfect. Amen, somebody? Because the church is operating through imperfect beings. But listen to this. God still does not have any better alternative than the church. That's his option. I'm telling you this because there's a lot of strange doctrines, heresies flying all over the place now. Amen, somebody? And listen to this. When you are not accountable to somebody, amen, somebody. I wonder the kind of life you want to live. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor and say, stay connected. Say, stay connected to God. And the last thing I'm going to talk about for today is investing in your spiritual growth will change you, your life, and things forever. Listen. The objective of investing in spiritual growth is to produce a transformed person. So I say transformation. Let me hear you say transformation. Say it again, say transformation. Listen, I've ever seen a caterpillar before. Anybody here? I've seen a caterpillar before. Wave your hands. I've seen a caterpillar. Wave your hands. Let me see. I've seen a caterpillar before. I'm not talking about the machine, you know, the art moving equipment. I'm not talking about that one, though. Amen, somebody. It's even a brand now. The Caterpillar is a brand, equipment, even generators. I'm not talking about that one, though. Amen, somebody. The insect, or the. Have you ever seen a caterpillar? Does he look attractive?
No.
Amen, somebody. Amen. If I give you an option, which one do you want, caterpillar or butterfly? Why do you prefer butterfly? It's what? It's beautiful. But do you know that a butterfly came from where? That same caterpillar that you didn't like was what transformed to become what? It's a stage in the development of what? The butterfly. The butterfly used to be a caterpillar. But because it was still growing. Say growing, somebody. When you see a caterpillar, don't despise it. Look at your neighbor and say, don't despise me now. Say, I may not be like it yet. I may not look like it yet. Say, God is working on me. Say, I will get there. Say, I will get there. Look at it. Say, don't write me off now. Say, I may not look like it. I may not smell like it. But I see God. Tell him, say, I see God helping me to develop spiritual muscles this year. I see God helping me to develop some six packs spiritually. My biceps are coming up. It's coming out. God is giving me stability. Spiritually speaking, I'm developing on the inside. And I will soon manifest a transformed person, a changed person this year by his grace in Jesus' name. If you believe that, give God a shout of victory. Rise up on your feet, lift up your hands, say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, say, Heavenly Father, this year, take me to another level, spiritually speaking. Can you lift up your hands and begin to talk to the Lord?